奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll study the words of God together.
今天晚上要跟他一起来查考主啊，求你看我的苦难。
Tonight, we'd like to share the topic of, O Lord, hear my affliction.
我们先来看耶利米哀歌。
Let's turn to Lamentations.
耶利米哀歌，请看第一章。
Let's read chapter 1.
第一章，我们来看第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
读第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9. Her filthiness a clog to her skirts. She did not consider her future. Her fall was astounding. There was none to comfort her. Look, O Lord, on my affliction, for the enemy has triumphed.
那这里第九节特别说，他的污秽是在衣襟上，他不思想自己的结局，所以非常的败落，无人安慰他。那这个就是先知他在哀叹耶路撒冷城被毁灭的情形。
In here, the prophet, described the incidents of the city of Jerusalem was being destroyed.
那因为耶利米哀歌呢，就是耶利米先知，他亲眼看到百姓怎么样，真的承担了罪的结果之后，他为这个圣城的败落而哀哭。
And so Lamentation was written by Jeremiah how he saw the city of Jerusalem or the kingdom of Israel fallen because of their sins, and he wrote what he saw in this book.
所以第九节那里特别说，主啊，求你看我的苦难，因为仇敌夸大。
And so in verse 9, he said that, Look, O Lord, on my affliction, for the enemy has triumphed.
那我们今天晚上呢，来很快速的把耶利米哀歌介绍一下，然后我们来看第一章他所写的内容。
So tonight we'll quickly review the book of Lamentations, and also look at chapter 1.
耶利米哀歌它是用诗歌题材写成的一卷书。
And Lamentation is written based on a type of song.
所以很显然的，这个是作者是耶利米先知。
And obviously, the author of Lamentations is Jeremiah.
因为虽然他没有写，他是直接点出作者是谁，但是我们看他内容跟他所描述的用词，跟在耶利米书很像的。
And even though it did not clearly say that Jeremiah wrote this book, but based on the content and the way the book is written, it is very similar to the book of Jeremiah.
比如说，我们如果看第一章的第十九节，十六节。
For example, if we read chapter 1, verse 16.
十六节。
Verse 16. This is why I weep, and my eyes overflow with tears. No one is near to comfort me. No one to restore my spirit. My children are destitute because the enemy has prevailed.
你看他这里，他这个，我因为这些事情哀哭，因为我眼泪汪汪啊。那这样的一个描述，在耶利米书里面其实很多的。
And if we look at the first sentence of this verse, this kind of description is often seen in the book of Jeremiah.
所以耶利米被称作流泪的先知。
And so Jeremiah is also called a weeping prophet.
那表示说他为百姓的罪，为神施给他的圣城耶路撒冷的审判，他是非常的伤心的。
And that means that he was very sad for the sins of Israel and also for the destruction of the city of Jerusalem.
也就是说，先知的心他是很容易被感动的，他也是知道说，如果百姓不回转，他之后所要承受的结局是非常悲惨。
And that also means that his heart is easily touched, and the
他们要承受的结局，因为罪所承受的结局是很惨的，看着就很伤心。
And the ending of the people's sins is very pitiful, and that's why he was very sad about this.
那这个哀歌应该是在耶路撒冷城被毁的时候写的，所以应该在公元前586年左右写的。
And Lamentation is written in about 586 BC, which is after the destruction of Jerusalem.
那这这一个哀歌很特别的是，因为我们在中文圣经看不出来，但它如果在英文或在希伯来文的原文，实际上可以分辨，它第一章到第四章，它都是二十二节的，都是二十二节为单位的啊，除了第三章是六十六节，就是二十二乘以三的哈。
And so, what's special about the Book of Lamentation is that each chapter is dissected by 22 verses each.
第五章也是这样，都是二十二节。
And same thing with chapter 5.
那第一章到，特别是第一章到第四章，它那个每一节呢，刚好都是用希伯来文二十二个字母开始的，所以第一节的开头就是希伯来文的第一个字母，第二节就是第二个字母，这样。
So from chapter 1 through chapter 4, each verse is starting with the first letter of the 22 letters of the ancient Hebrew.
那第三章呢，因为它有66节，所以它每三节就用一个字母，这样。
And so since chapter 3 has 66 verses, so each three verses they will use one letter.
所以第一节，比如说第三章的第一节到第三节，它的一开头，第一节的开头就是希伯来文字母 的第一个字，这样。第二节就第第四节就是第二个字，这样。
So for example, chapter 3 from verse 1 to 3, you will use the first letter of the 22 syllables in the ancient Hebrew, and verse 4 to 6 is the second syllables of the ancient Hebrew.
就这样子排列的，所以非常有次序的。
And it has this it is written in this way accordingly.
那第五章就没有按照这个次序，但是它也是二十二节。
And only chapter 5 does not have this same process, but it was also have the 22 verse.
那耶利米哀歌，它在希伯来文的圣经里面，其实它就是用哎呀何竟，就是用他们当时候那个第一节的一开头那个字，那前面那两个字做他们的书名的，就是坏，就是。
And so, in each of the chapters,
不是这个这一本书的书名，在希伯来圣经里面，希伯来文的圣经里面是用这个“哎呀，何竟何以”这样这个做 title 的呢
？And so, in the Hebrew of in the word of Hebrew, the name of the book is actually starts as how and as the beginning.
所以就是意思就是说怎么会这样子啊？怎么会这样
？Which means how can it be？
那表示因为他是看到这个本来神的圣城是有神的圣殿有荣耀的，但今天竟然败落到这个程度。
Because the city of Jerusalem was supposed to be a glorious, filled with God's holiness, yet how can the city become such way?
这是一开头，所以这哀歌啊，五章啊，它里面充满了很多哀伤的字眼。
So in the, throughout the book, we can see there are many words describing the sadness.
比如说第一章第一节。
For example, chapter 1, verse 1.
先前满有人民的城，现在何竟独坐？
How deserted lies the city, one so full of people.
就是怎么本来是很热闹的，今天怎么变得这么荒凉呢？
And so it was once was filled with people, but how come right now there's no people at all?
先前在列国中为大的，现在竟如寡妇。
How like a widow is she who once was great among the nations?
就是以前是这样很有荣耀的，现在变得很衰微，像寡妇一样没有依靠。
Previously he was really glorious. Yet, right now he's just like a widow.
先前在诸省中是为王后的，现在成为进贡的。
And she who was a queen among the providence, and now has become a slave.
以前是接受人家进贡，就是收礼物的，现在变成是要去送礼物的，这个地位差很多了。
Before, she was to receive gifts. Now she is the one that needs to give gifts.
这个就是一开头先起这样的一个疑问，为什么会这样？怎么会变到落到这种地 地步，什么落魄了。
So in the beginning, he has this question of why the city has become this way.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
主何竟发怒，使黑云遮蔽锡安城呢？
How the Lord has covered the daughter of Zion.
他将以色列的华美从天扔在地上。
With the cloud of his anger, he has hurled down the splendor of Israel from heaven to earth.
在他发怒的日子，并不纪念自己的脚蹬。
He has not remembered his footstool in the day of his anger.
啊，所以第二章也是一样，他就在讲怎么会本来是在天上被神所宝贵的、很荣耀华美的，今天竟然被神把它扔掉，不要了。
And so she was once being glorified on heaven, but now she is being thrown down to earth.
神竟然对他的这个百姓，他的圣城发怒。
And God showed his anger to his people and his city.
而且神在发怒的时候，他不纪念，就是说真的是完全不要再看，所以不可怜的。
And he does not remember, which means that there is no way that he will forgive.
哦，所以何竟这个就是在描述今天怎么被神丢掉，为什么会这样子
？And how is to describe why the city has become this way today?
再看第四章。
Let's read chapter four.
第四章看第二节。
Chapter four, verse two.
锡安宝贵的种植好比金金。现在何竟算为窑匠手所做的瓦瓶呢
？How the precious sons of Zion once worth their weight in gold are now considered as pots of clay, the work of a potter's hands.
曾经是非常珍贵的，但是现在变成瓦器，就随时可以把它扔掉、打碎，都不会觉得可惜的。
Once was very precious, but now is just like a pot of clay that you can just throw in.
哦、所以这就是在说明、这个书里面他在表达的这个、当时候先知他看到这个圣城败落的情景，他心里面有一层又一层的那个心里的哀伤跟感叹。
And so the book is to describe how prophet Jeremiah have experienced and feel that the sins of the city.
那所以我们在从第一章一直在看到第五章，我们在读的时候要仔细的读。他在描述百姓犯罪，或者是先知的哀伤的时候，都是由浅入深，哦，就是由轻微到越来越严重。
So if we look carefully, starting from chapter 1 through chapter 5, we can see that Jeremiah will always describe the sins of the city as well as his sadness from the surface to very deep.
所以他这个哀伤哦，他那个哀伤的程度越来越沉重。
And his sadness would gradually increase as he described.
那我们在今天在读第一章的时候，我们要先了解，有时候先知他用带拟人化的，就是用带人称的方式来描述的，所以、要仔细的去读它。
And so, if we look at chapter one, the author would use the third person as to describe how he feels.
比如说第一章从第一节到第十一节。
For example, chapter one, verse 1-11.
我们现在来看哈、哦，他所描述的都是他怎么样，他怎么样。
And we can see that the author will use she as the title to point it to the city of Zion.
哦，所以在读第一章第一节到第十一节这一段，他的主题就在讲锡安，但是他用的描述都是好像他是第三人称，他是站在旁边看他怎么会这样子，这个城怎么变这样子的。
And so the author will use she.As the third person viewer to describe the city of Zion.
好，那到了第十二节以后
，After starting from verse 12,
第十二节到最后二十二节哈，第一章的第十二节到二十二节
，From 12 all the way to verse 22.
他这里是在讲 耶路撒冷 的情景。
And in here it describes
Jerusalem.
About Jerusalem.
那这个就是这个耶路撒冷就是我，所以第十二节开始都是讲我怎么样，我怎么样。
And Jerusalem would then become the first person, which is I.
哦，所以你看第十三，比如说第十三节。
For example, in verse 13. 哦，
第十二节也是有哈。第十二节就是。
Also in verse 12.
你们一切路过人，这事你们不介意吗？你们要观看，有像这临到我的痛苦没有？就是神在他发烈怒的日子，使我受的苦。这里的我，哎。是在讲先知，还是在讲耶路撒冷呢？
The word my or I, is it referring to the prophet himself or is it referring to the city?
你看第十三节。
This is verse 13.
他从高天使火进入我的骨头，刻制了我啊，这样。
And from the high, he sent fire, sent it down into my bones.
所以其实这个我，这个第一人称都是讲耶路撒冷城。
And so the I is referring to the city of Jerusalem.
好。那到第二章
，And then if we read chapter two，
到第二章，他描述的时候，其实是先知，他是跟选民站在一起用是城里面的居民的角的那个的角度去描述他们所经历的这个哀伤的事情。
And now in chapter two, the author is standing beside the people of the city.To describe how they feel when they are in the city.
哦，这个就是我们在读的时候要注意看他所表达的。作者在写的时候，他是站在第一人称，还是第二人称，还是第三人称在讲？那他讲的第一人称讲的那是谁？一定要搞清楚，这样才看得明白他在讲什么。
So when we read this book, we need to understand and how the author used the subject.Whether it's a first person, second person, or third person, to describe the incident.
那在耶利米哀歌这五章里面呢，他在描述选民啊他们的罪的情形也是逐渐加重的。
And how author described the sins of the people is also gradually increasing.
那他有罪的结果就是会受审判刑罚，也是那个刑罚也是越来越严重。
And the result of sin is the judgment, and the judgment also will be increasing gradually.
所以这个罪在这整个哀歌里面呢、啊，描述很多很多次。
So sin has been described many times in the Book of Lamentations.
那越到最后，那个罪的描述就越严重，越深入。
And if we look at the later chapter, the description of sins is gradually increasing.
然后他们受了那个悲惨的情况也越来越严重。
And the way they suffer is also gradually increasing as well.
也就是说，神给他们的管教，那个下的那个程度，下手程度越来越重。
Which means the punishment given by the Lord is also gradually increasing to.
比如说第一章一开头的时候。
For example, if we look at chapter one.
他现在是说，哎，这个城本来很有荣耀啊，现在是独坐，本来是伟大的，现在像寡妇。这个对落差其实还没有很大。
And so, in chapter 1, verse 1, the deserted lies the city once was full of people, how like a widow is she who once was great among the nation. It seems like it's not very serious.
哦，那等到越到后面呢，哇，就越来越严重了。
But as the time goes on in the later chapters, it gets more serious.
你看刚才我们看第四章的第二节。
Let's read chapter 4, verse 2.
那是金金跟那个瓦瓶比较了。
Use the precious gold versus the pot.
哦，那等到第五章的时候。
If we read chapter 5.
你看这个时候真的都是他们像是孤儿，就是无父无母，什么都没有了，一切都好像所拥有一切都消失了。
And they are like orphans, and they have nothing left.
哦，它整个城呢、啊，就是真的是荒凉了。
And the city itself has become so deserted.
看五章第十八节。
Let's read chapter 5, verse 18. For Mount Zion, which lies desolate, with jackals pouring over it.
现在锡安山荒凉，野狗行在其上。 这就是变成像荒郊野外，毫无人烟了。
And this describes that it's like a deserted land.
哦，那你就看这个这卷书在提醒我们很重要的道理。
So this book is to remind us a very important message.
他还谈到这个。会败落的原因就是因为罪开始。
It talks about the reason why it become so corrupted is because of sin.
所以这卷书有两个很重要的主题。
So this book has two major themes.
就是先知看到耶路撒冷被毁的时候，他为这个罪的结局在哀伤。
So when the prophet saw the destruction of the city, he was sad for the sins.
就是这是他之前已经大概40年的时间，一直向百姓呼吁要回转、要悔改、要改正行动作为，那时候的警告。
He has used his past 40 years to send out warnings and to try to let the people know to try to return back to God.
一直在跟他们强调，如果这个罪没有悔改，最后一定被掳，城一定。被灭，然后荒凉。
He reminds the people that if you do not repent, then the city will be destroyed and the country will be destroyed.
可是当时候那些王、祭司、先知到百姓，通通不理会先知所讲的话嘛。
But during that time, the people as well as the king, they did not listen to Jeremiah.
那现在他所讲的话都应验了。
So now all his words that he spoke has been fulfilled.
他们现在真的承担了这个罪所带来的败坏。
And they have all suffered the destructions of the sins that they have committed.
他现在亲眼看到这个圣城被责打的时候的情景。
And he has seen with his own eyes how the city was being punished.
他现在看到仇敌来掳掠所有的人，然后看到这些。富有的、尊贵的，全部都被掳，剩下那最穷的留在耶路撒冷城。
And he has seen, with his eyes, that all the riches has been, put into captive, and only the poor is left in the city.
哦，所以他现在看到整个看到的就是锡安城荒凉的景象。这个本来是神的圣殿，这是一个，这个就是各地方的百姓都到这里来献祭，哦，人口络绎不绝，这样子很热闹的一个城，现在变成荒凉了。
And the city used to have a lot of people visiting, but now the city has become so desolated.
好，然后当这个城荒凉的时候，你看结果，人家就是这些外邦人路过的人就耻笑说：“哦，你看这些人是神的百姓，今天怎么落到这个地步？”所以神的名就被羞辱了。
And so when the city is desolated like this way, and when the Gentiles see this incident, they would laugh at the people of Israel that they were once believing in God, and then it will put God's name in vain.
所以这个罪的这个结局带来五个层面的，当时候从先知的角度看来，是让他非常哀伤、流泪不止的这种结果。
And so the result of sin, because of all these incidents that happened made Jeremiah very sad.
好，所以你看，罪带来败坏。
And sin led them to destruct.
圣城被责打。
And the holy city is being whipped.
仇敌进来掳掠。
Enemy coming to devour.
那个外邦人进到圣殿里面去做那些不该做的事情。
Gentile go into the temple to do things that are not supposed to be done.
然后锡安整个荒凉。
And the city of Zion become desolate.
最后神的名被大大的羞辱。
And the name of the Lord is being put ashamed.
这是耶利米哀歌里面的教训的第一大部分。
And this is the lessons of lamentations as the first part.
那第二个部分就是在表达先知他的感情，他看到这样一个情景的时候，他真的哀伤，他是从心里面去哭的，他不是那个猫哭耗子那种假哭，他是真的哭的。
And the second part is that Jeremiah truly wept for the city of Jerusalem.
他哭得很伤心。
He wept bitterly.
因为这是他早就已经讲那么久，这么多年他所讲的道，但是就是人家不听，最后今天就变这样子，他没有办法去改变这个事实。
And he had tried to warn his people for so many years, yet he could not change this fact.
所以那时候先知心里很忧伤，但是没有人安慰他。
And so the prophet was very sad in his heart, but no one comforted him.
真的，我们如果看那个耶利米书，到最后耶利米先知他被留在耶路撒冷城的时候，留下来的人哦，真的没有一个人会尊敬他的。
And if we look at the book of Jeremiah, when Jeremiah was left out to stay in the city of Jerusalem with the poor people, no one will respect him.
就是他那个哀伤，所以在这个耶利米哀歌里面，我们看到这个安慰这个字眼一再出现安慰，但是都没有人安慰哦。很需要安慰的时候，没有人安慰。
Even though there are many places that we can see the word comforted, yet no one is being comforted.
比如说第一章的二十一节。
For example, chapter 1 verse 21.
第一章二十一节。
Chapter 1 verse 21.
他说，听见我哀叹息的有人呢，安慰我的却无人。
People have heard my groaning, but there is no one to comfort me.
那刚才我们所读第一章第九节那里说，这个非常的败落，我的现在的他的衣服很败落，但是没有人安慰他。
And also in verse 9, that her fall was astounding, there was none to comfort her.
那比如说第二章
，For example, chapter 2,
第二章第十一节
，Chapter 2, verse 11.
因为我的眼中流泪，以致失明；我的心肠扰乱，肝胆涂地。是因为我众民遭毁灭了，因为孩童跟吃奶的在街道上发昏昏了。
My eyes fail from weeping. I am in torment within. My heart is poured out on the ground because my people are destroyed. Because children and infants faint in the street of the city.
这个就是先知为这个城在哀哭。
This is the way.That the prophet weep for the city.
那这个哀哭到第三章的时候，也很多。
This lamentation can also be shown in chapter 3.
如果看第三章的四十八节
，This read chapter 3 verse 48.
不是四十八节，你看他这边描述说，因为我众民遭着毁灭，我就眼泪下流如何，我的眼兜兜流泪。总不止息。
49. A stream of tears flow from my eyes because my people are destroyed. 49. My eyes will flow unceasingly without relief.
你就看到他在表达这个先知他当时的心情。这个是如果不是作者本身，没有办法写的这么样的深入。
And in here, the author describes how he feel with the sadness that he has. And this must be from Jeremiah himself.
那除了这两个重点之外，就是为罪的结局哀哭，为圣城这个败落哀哭之外，第三个重点就是这里面有很多有关于主耶稣基督来临的预表。
And here, the third most important point is that it has the prophecies about the coming of the of Lord Jesus.
因为耶利米先知在他整个这一生里面所做的工作，他所表现出来的。在有很多层面都跟耶稣基督很像的。
And throughout the work of Jeremiah, he has a great representation of how a Lord Jesus would look like.
这是为什么有人在当时候在看主耶稣的时候，他说：“他是不是先知耶利米
？”And that's why, when people look at Lord Jesus, they would describe him as is he a prophet Jeremiah?
那就是因为耶利米他这个心，跟主耶稣基督所表现出来的很像，他所遭遇的也 很类似。
Because the heart of Jeremiah is very similar to Lord Jesus, and the things that happened to his life is also very similar to Lord Jesus.
现在你看，现在 耶利米先知他是眼睁睁的看着这个耶路撒冷城这样子被攻破，王被抓，民被掳，这样这个是看起来真的就是心都碎了那种表现。
Because he has seen with his own eyes that the city is being destroyed, the kings were being captured, and the people were being put into captive, and his heart was filled with sadness.
那主耶稣哦，他有一次看着耶路撒冷城的时候，他为耶路撒冷城哀哭。
And there's also one time that Lord Jesus, looking at the city of Jerusalem, he weep for the city.
所以有人说主耶稣曾经哭两次。
People say that Lord Jesus cried twice before.
就是说为他自己以外了，第一次就是为了那个拉撒路死的时候哀哭了。
And besides for himself, the first time he cried for Lazarus.
第二次就是看着耶路撒冷的时候他哭了。
The second time is when he looked at Jerusalem, he also cried.
因为他看到了以后会发生的事情。
Because he saw what is about to happen to the city.
我们现在看路加福音第十九章。
Let's turn to book of Luke.
路加福音十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
第四十一节。
Verse 41.
四十一节说，耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城就为他哀哭。
41. As he approached Jerusalem and he saw the city, he wept over it.
那这个是其实是那这个他这个的哀哭是大声哭泣的那种哭法呢。
And the way he cried is he cried really loud.
不是那种说哦，那个暗暗的流眼泪，那个没有声音那种哭哦。
He does not cry secretly.
所以他那个他在描述主耶稣看到这个城的时候，他那个哭法哦，其实跟耶利米哀歌里面讲的很像的。
And the way he cried is very similar to lamentation.
为什么？
Why is it?
第四十三节说，
Verse 43 says,
因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围环绕你，视为困住你。
The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side.
第四十四节说，并要扫灭你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上，因为你不知道眷顾你的时候。
44. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another, because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you.
这里说，因为你不知道眷顾你的时候，我们中文在这个翻译的时候就搞不清楚说为什么这样讲。
Chinese translation actually have a different description about did not recognize the time of God's coming to you.
其实这个就是你不知道神要来鉴察你的时候了，神就是要来按你所行的报应你那个时候了。
And the translation should be that you do not know when God's time will come to punish you.
所以当主耶稣看到了这个耶路撒冷城的时候，他大声哀哭。
So when Lord Jesus saw the city of Jerusalem, he cried over it.
所以这个耶利米哀歌里面有许多地方是跟主耶稣基督的来临跟他的表现有关系。
And lamentation therefore has a direct relationship between how Lord Jesus is and how he is to come.
为什么今天我们的圣经里面把它放在先知书里面？
And this is why we put lamentation as one of the prophet books.
我们现在看到看回来耶利米哀歌第二章。
Let's turn back to Lamentation chapter 2.
第二章的第十五节。
Chapter 2 verse 15.
二章十五节，他说，凡过路的都向你拍掌，他们向耶路撒冷城嗤笑，摇头说，难道人所称为全美的，称为全地所喜悦的，就是这城吗？
Verse 15. All who pass your way clap their hands at you. They scoff and shake their heads at the daughter of Jerusalem. Is this the city that was called the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth?
第十六节说，你的仇敌都向你大大的张口，他们嗤笑又切齿说，我们吞灭他，这真是我们所盼望的日子临到了，我们亲眼看见了。
16. All your enemies open their mouth wide against you. They scoff and gash their teeth and say, we have swallowed her up. This is the day we have waited for. We have lived to see it.
哦，那这个就是那个神的名被羞辱那个时候啊，当时候那些人哦，看着耶路撒冷城这样败落，幸灾乐祸。
And this is, the name of God was being put to shame, and those enemies, they were laughing at God.
这些这样的描述，我们现在看马太福音第二十七章。
And this kind of description, we can also look at Book of Matthew, chapter 27.
马太福音二十七章。
And Matthew chapter 27.
你如果看三十七节啊。
Verse 37.
你看他这里所描述的那个情景，你把它对照一下。
And if we look at and compare the description that is described here versus in Lamentation.
37节说，在他头上有一个牌子写着说他的罪名啊，就是说这是犹太人的王耶稣。
Verse 37. Above his head, they placed the written charge against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
然后你一直看到下去到第39节，那里经过人就讥笑他，摇着头说啊。
And verse 39, those who passed by hurled insult at him.
你这个拆毁圣殿三日要建起来的，可以救自己吧？你如果是神的儿子，就可以从十字架上下来吧。
Verse 40, and saying, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God.
哦，你再把这样的一个描述跟耶利米哀歌的二章十五十六节你跟他比较。真的就在讲同样的道理。
If we compare this verse versus the Lamentation chapter 2, verse 15 and 16, it's actually talking about the same thing.
哦，你这个就是你这一个城本来是全地最美的啊，人所喜悦的啊。
And this land used to be very beautiful and perfect.
本来就像王一样那么高贵的。
It was as glorious as the king before.
但是现在被吞灭，人家就耻笑你了。
But now it's being swallowed by the enemy.
你看，我们现在亲眼看见你就是这样子的。
And we have seen it.
哦，主耶稣那时候被钉十字架，当时候那些不信的人对他所讲的话就是这样。
And when Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, those who do not believe, they say it the way like this.
啊，所以这个在耶利米哀歌里面，他还有好几个地方都是跟主耶稣基督的生活预告耶稣的遭遇有关系。
In Lamentation, there are also several places that describe how Lord Jesus lived on this earth.
那我们在读这一卷的书的时候，我们看到先知他虽然是哀哭哦，可是他里面也有很重要的祷告祈求。
And so even though the prophet lamented within this book, but there are also a lot of prayers.
他现在没有人安慰他了，他现在看到这个情景哭啊。他流泪不止，没有人安慰，怎么办呢
？So at this moment, the prophet had weep so much, yet no one comforted him. So what should he do?
现在唯一可以求的，可以得安慰的，就是大声的求神。
The only thing that he can do to get comforted is to ask God.
这是为什么？在第一章里面，其实我们就看到。我们在中文比较不能够看得那么详细，但是在英文或者在原文圣经里面很清楚的。
And if we start read chapter one, we can clearly see his prayer and his request.
比如说第一章的第九节说：“主啊，求你看我的苦难。Behold, 你看我现在这个样子。
”And for example, in verse 9, look, O Lord, on my affliction.
这是一个祈求，主啊，求你看。
It's a request and a prayer to ask God to look at him.
我们今天落到这个地步了。
Today we have suffered so much in this way.
看第十一节。
Verse 3, verse 11.
哦，十一节，你英文圣经里面也有 See, O Lord, and consider. 主啊，你看，哦，求你观看。他们说，主啊，求你观看，因为我甚是卑贱。
Look, O Lord, and consider, for I am despised.
这个就是。求神来看你不要再不顾我们，你眼睛看我们现在的遭遇，求你怜悯吧。
This is to ask God to look at them and to have mercy on them.
哦，然后在第一章，你再继续看啊，再看这个圣经里面所讲的这个第十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
他说。 你们一切路过的人啊，这事你们不介意吗？你们要观看，有像这临到我的痛苦没有？
Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look around and see, is any suffering like my suffering that was afflicted on me?
所以你就看到他一直是强调，你来看看我们现在的遭遇。
So he emphasized to look at them, to look at their situation.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
哎，我们只有主是公义的啊，他这样待我是因为我违背他的命令。众民啊，请听我的话，看我的痛苦，我的处女和少年人都被掳去。
The Lord is righteous, yet I rebel against His command. Listen, all you peoples, look upon my suffering. You, my young men and maidens, have gone into exile.
看我的痛苦。
To look at my suffering.
哦，好，然后现在在第二十九节，二十节。
Reverse 20.
主啊，求你观看，因为我在急难中，我心常扰乱，我的心在我里面啊翻转，因为我大大的悖逆，在外刀剑使人丧志，在家犹如死亡。
See, O Lord, how distressed I am. I am in torment within, and in my heart I am disturbed, for I have been most rebellious. Outside, the sword bereaves. Inside, there is only death.
哦，这一直在求神看呐，啊，求神看，来可怜呐。
It is to request and ask God to look at them.
那这个这样的一个跟神的祈求哈，是渐进式，他现在求神先看哈。先来看他。
And so this request is in the process of way, which is to look at them first.
到第二章以后，他就相信神的恩典，他相信。
And starting from chapter 2, he would believe in God.
他相信神一定会帮助的。
He believed in God that he will help them.
那到我们，因为我们时间关系，我们直接跳到最后。
Because of time, let's jump to the last chapter.
到最后看第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五章最后看第二十节。
Chapter 5 verse 20.
二十节。
Chapter 5 verse 20.
你为何永远忘记我们？为何许久离弃我们
？Why do you always forget us? Why do you forsake us so long?
然后第二十一节说：“主啊，求你使我们向你回转，我们便得回转。”
Verse 21, restore us to yourself, O Lord, that we may return. Renew our days as of old.
这里他是要求神说：“求神使我们向你回转。”
He requests that we can restore and return as ourselves.
所以他们从那个罪，从这个罪开头，他们其实遭遇这种结局是因为罪的开始的。
And the reason they suffer this end result is because of their sins.
到最后，他是求神让他们可以回转的。
And at the end, they request a God so that they can return.
如果神让他回转，他们就回转了。
If God allowed them to return, then they will return.
也就是说，神如果愿意，还好的再用脸看他们。
Which means that if the Lord can once again show His face and look at them,
神是有慈悲有怜悯的神。
And God is a God that is full of mercy and grace.
但是神其实是愿意看到人，他是没有办法忍受他的百姓灾难受苦的人的神呢。
He is a God that would not dare to let His people suffer.
所以就求神怜悯，再一次的把我们召回来吧。
So they ask God again for His mercy, so that they can return back to Him.
所以神如果出手拯救他们，就可以回头了。
So if God can reach out His hand and rescue them, then they will be rescued.
所以他这里看到了一个他对神的认识，其实越来越深入。
And so this acknowledgement of His understanding of God is become deeper and deeper.
我们就看到他从这个一开头很悲惨的境况当中，一步一步的归向神。
And starting in the first chapter that they were in great suffering, yeah, toward the end, they wanted to return back to God.
到第三章的地方哦，就是他整个信息的最高峰。
And from in chapter 3, it is the climax of their faith.
他现在求神看，他后来想起来了，神的慈爱跟诚实永远不会断绝的。
And during this time, they have remembered God's grace and mercy will never cease.
哦，所以如果用一节圣经去讲他整个耶利米哀歌，他的那个中心经文就是在第三章。
If we use one verse as a central verse of the book, it is recorded in chapter 3.
第三章的第22节开始的。
And chapter 3, verse 22.
这是他得安慰、得希望的关键。
This is the way that they will receive God's grace.
我们不至于消灭，是出于主神诸般的慈爱。因为他的怜悯不至断绝。
Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassion never fail.
每早晨，这都是新的。你的诚实极其广大。
23. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
这个就是他在这个绝望当中，在好像行在死荫幽谷当中，他看到的亮光，这个希望。
In hopelessness and walking through the death valley of shadow and death.This is the hope that they see.
所以本来从很黑暗的开头，现在逐渐的在中途的时候看到亮光。
Beginning from walking the darkness, they slowly see this light in front of them.
然后到最后，他提出一个很重要的呼吁祈求。
And until the end, they have request a great hope.
求神使我们向你回转。
They ask God.So that they can return back to
you. 我们要回转归向你的。
We want to return back to you.
然后最后他们在仰望神，在仰望神的怜悯，神的拯救。
They will look upon God once again to seek for His salvation.
所以求你，五章的第二十一节说，求你复兴我们的日子，像古时一样。
Please, so in chapter 5 verse 22, it says, "Please renew our days as of old."
虽然这个时候你。你，他是说你已经是不是？那么中文是什么？第二十二节说，你竟全然弃绝我们，向我们大发烈怒吗
？And in verse 22 it says, "Unless you have utterly reject us and are angry with us beyond measure."
就是说，他现在当时候的，就是他在写的时候，当时候是真的神向他们大发烈怒的。
And during that time.Indeed, God was very angry with them.
但是他最后所看到的是说，神一定会带领他们回转，让他们重新复兴，像古时一样。
But at the end, God will bring them and return as the days of the old.
所以我们从这整个耶利米哀歌里面呢，有几个教训要抓住。
So there are some points that we need to.Know within the book of Lamentations.
我们要有先知的心情，与哀哭的人同哀哭。
We need to have the heart of the prophets. We need to weep along with.
我们要去站在那个在受苦人的立场里面去感同身受他们所经历的。
We need to put ourselves into their shoes to experience the same suffering that they suffer.
所以我们不能够去站在第三者，然后去论断说，哦，你这个就是因为什么才会这样的结果。
We cannot look at them as a third person and judge them, because they did so. That's why they suffer.
这是为什么在耶利米哀歌里面，先知跳进去，好像他就是在耶路撒冷城，他本身就是耶路撒冷城所经历的这些灾难，他所写出来的就非常的深入了。
And this is why the prophet, he put himself as the heart of the city of Jerusalem.And so that he can describe the sufferings that they had experienced.
第二个，我们要学习先知他对这个他的百姓同胞他那种关怀的心情。
We need to also learn from the hearts that the prophet cared for his people.
第三个
，Third，
我们要了解今天被神管教，神让这个事情发生在我们身上，一定有原因。神一定要有事情要我们学习，然后神一定要我们回转。
And there is also always a reason for us to suffer in a certain way. And there is always a way for us to return back to God.
所以 被管教一定有原因。
And so, there always have a reason for us to be disciplined.
被管教之后，神一定期待一个结果。
And after this discipline, God will expect a result.
那所以这个管教就不是白费的。
And so this discipline will not be in vain.
所以从这哀歌里面，我们要看到这样一个道理。
So in Lamentation, we need to understand this truth.
神最终给他们管教，就是其实就是要让他们回头，让他们可以了解神的爱，可以更认识神呢。
And the reason God disciplined them is so that they can understand the love of God and have them return back to Him.
第四个
，Fourth.
那我们在这个苦难当中
，In this suffering,
我们一定要看到神的慈爱跟诚实以及怜悯。
We need to see God's grace, His truth.And his salvation.
我们如果看到神的这个应许，我们就会有盼望。
If we can see God's promise, then we will have this hope.
所以在这个逆境当中，我们就看到一条出路，而不会觉得说已经绝望无路可走。
And so in suffering, we will be able to see there is a way out, and we will not feel sad.
所以虽然苦难很苦，但是永远都会有盼望。
So even though tribulations is a very troublesome and difficult, but we will not lose hope.
第五就是要对神的公义跟神的救赎啊，对神的这个拯救越来越认识，越深入了解。
The fifth is that we need to have a deeper understanding of God's righteousness.
我们可以从耶利米哀歌里面去看到，他在讲神的这个怜悯、慈爱、公义这件事情，他对神越来越认识。
And we can see that in the book of Lamentation.The prophet gradually understand the love and grace and justice of God.
所以希望我们在读这个耶利米哀歌的时候呢，能够真的仔细的去从这个经文里面去看到这些道理，然后呢，在我们生活当中呢去应用，去思想，那我们一定会喜爱读经，而会看到神所给我们的属灵的粮食。
And if we can carefully study the book and we can see all these points.Then we will really enjoy reading the Bible and enjoy God's word.
神是我们生命当中最重要的那个锚固定点。
And God is the most important anchor of our life.
我们来看，我们来唱诗422首。
This singing number 442.
422首。
422.